outgoing Park City Councilmember Alex Budwinski says skiing won't be the only thing he'll do with his newfound time after 4 years on city council.
I've been asked to join a couple of boards. I was on a couple of boards prior to running for election, and I think I might pursue one of those. I also have a couple of other ideas that I'm thinking about to stay involved. And recently, I've once again thought about doing some consulting. As you may remember, I had a management consulting business before I retired. And I don't know, there may be some part-time opportunities to lend my knowledge to and offer different perspectives on things.
The time commitment to serve on council is significant, especially for an official like Budwinski, who took on many additional responsibilities since in his retirement had more free time than other members. He says he enjoyed that as well as the collaborative efforts with other city and county officials.
I think the interaction with people, I think the council we had was a very collegial group. I really enjoyed working with them, so I'll miss that. You know, I think this council was really good at collaborating with each other, and we took some initiatives going out with the county, collaborating with them, and sort of the collaboration of just working with people, the stuff I have done down at the state legislature with the Utah League of Cities and Towns. So those are the things I'll miss the most.
He says his term on council ended with several major issues unresolved and still ongoing, the completion of the general plan and the settlement of the Treasure Hill development.
Obviously is the ongoing treasure. That would be Treasure Hill, not looking for a treasure. And also, you know, the general plan, which once again, I think we have a doable plan to do the general plan. And people have come out in large numbers to give us their input, which is a great thing. So I'm looking forward to watching that. And who knows, I might even go sit in the audience and raise my hand once in a while.
The biggest challenges going forward, Budwinski feels, for the new council and mayor will be the same ones they've been facing all along: growth, transit, and traffic.
And I think we have to focus on those things. One of the things I was committed to, and I alluded to it in the campaign, was acknowledging growth is out there and shaping growth the way we want it, not just letting it go to, you know, 4 million square feet at Bonanza Park. You know, let's look at what's really feasible there. What would enhance what we have and what would enable us to retain our small town feel? I think the word feel got lost, I think, in the past year, and we can retain small town feel. We have it now, and we have 30,000 visitors on any given day. So I don't see that if we're smart, that we can retain our small town feel.
He says one of his final duties as a city council member was his presence as an elected official at the first gay marriages to be performed in Summit County, as the ban on gay marriage was overturned several weeks ago. He was interviewed during that time by KPCW as the tense moments were ticking by, with those at the Summit County Courthouse that morning not knowing how long marriages would be able to be performed before a stay was placed on the ruling.
The energy out there was great, the ability to talk to people, that was a lot of fun.
Budwinski joked that along with his more serious endeavors coming up, he might like to be a substitute on the KPCW Classified show on Saturday mornings.
But I haven't talked to the terrific trio as to whether they would want me to do it.
Well, you know, truth be told, I know you've been incognito a bit when you call into the Classified show, but you've been there as a substitute.
I have been. And that also is a very enjoyable experience. So there's plenty to do here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of fun things to do. Have a couple of serious things, as I said, that I'd like to pursue, and we'll see where it goes.
That's outgoing Park City Council Member Alex Budwinski. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.